Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second, the right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Francona moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Triandos moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Temple moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Barry Latman now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing first base. Dave Philly now playing left field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-2 in the game. Estrada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Francona moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Wes Stock now pitching. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.